This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Pope John Paul remains hospitalized in Rome. Vatican officials say he spent a restful night after being admitted yesterday as a precaution. The Pope has been suffering from fever and influenza for several days. Then yesterday, he began to experience difficulty breathing. NPR's Sylvia Pagioli is in Rome. Sylvia, what's the latest on the Pope's condition?
Well, after visiting the hospital for about an hour, Vatican spokesman Joachim Navarro-Valls told reporters this morning, be calm, there's no reason for alarm. The Pope had a peaceful night after receiving urgent medical treatment for an acute attack of laryngospasm, a blockage of air to the lungs. We understand that tests show his heart and breathing are now normal. He did not require being placed in intensive care. Now, the Pope came down with the flu on Sunday evening, and his condition worsened suddenly last night when he was rushed to the hospital, and he entered the 10th floor suite that's been set aside for him since he was first hospitalized there in 1981. The Pope's last public appearance was Sunday, a very cold day, when he appeared at his window at noon and released a dove in a sign of peace.
The Pope has not been well for some time. Remind us of his various ailments.
Well, his first serious health problem started May 13th, 1981, when he was shot by a Turkish gunman in St. Peter's Square. He survived 5 hours of surgery then, and he was hospitalized at least another five times for a colon tumor, hip replacement surgery, and appendicitis. He's been unable to walk for the last several years, and he's afflicted with Parkinson's disease, which causes serious trembling and which may have aggravated his most recent breathing problems. In fact, his words are often unintelligible, and his speeches are sometimes read out by his aides. Now, John Paul has not hidden his physical suffering. Every week, crowds of people gather in St. Peter's Square to see this really increasingly frail man appear at his window, struggling to breathe to give his blessing. You know, it's hard to imagine that when he first became Pope, John Paul used to jog in the Vatican Gardens, swim in the pool, and go skiing in the Italian Alps. In fact, he was known as God's athlete.
John Paul is 84, frail, as you say. He's in the 27th year of his papacy. So when illness strikes, interest immediately turns to who's likely to succeed him. What is the thinking at this point in time?
Well, you know, precisely because there's been such a long decline in his health, there's been lots of speculation for years on who his successor might be. I'd like to point out that several favorites have already died. Now, John Paul has appointed 95% of the 120 cardinals under 80 years of age who can enter the secret conclave that will choose the next pope. This suggests that his successor will follow John Paul's conservative dogma. But there's also the old Vatican tradition known as the pendulum, meaning that a conservative pope is usually followed by a more liberal one and vice versa. There's also been lots of speculation on the nationality of the next pope. Remember, John Paul was the first non-Italian pontiff in nearly 500 years. I think the issue now is whether the successor will come from Europe, where the Catholic Church is in serious crisis with very low birth rates and empty churches, or whether he'll come from the developing world, since today 65% of world Catholics live in Africa, Asia, and especially South America. Many analysts believe that after the third longest papacy in history, the next one could possibly be short and transitional.
Thanks very much, NPR's Sylvia Pagioli, speaking from Rome.